Massive fires broke out in Calais' so-called jungle refugee camp on Tuesday night as residents torched tents in protest against the dismantling of the makeshift slum. The operation to evict the notorious camp in the French port town of Calais now entering its third day. Officials say more than 4,000 people have already been relocated to various migrant centres all across the country. RT's Harry Fear still reports from Calais.
Well, as you may be able to see behind me, some of the fire trucks and rescue crews that attended to the scene eventually to deal with the massive fire. It's now been put out, and the police also attended to the scene in order to secure it for the fire crews to move in. Well, you can see perhaps just over here to my right that there are a couple of migrants that had to evacuate the camp, and the police forced them out. Others have been going back in. But certainly the lack of speed and apparent lack of willingness to tackle some of the crises in the camp, in a sense, epitomized by the slow response tonight to the fire engulfing the structures. Of course,